In a world of Democrats,
there will be time for them to make profits. Now's not that time.
And Republicans,
I've abandoned free market principles to save the free market system.
You need a voice of liberty. Look no further. You found it. Tom Woods. Beware, citizen. You are now departing from the world of allowable opinion. The Tom Woods Show.
Welcome to the Tom Woods Show, episode 309. I was going to have Brad Berzer as a guest today, but one of his kids is under the weather, so we're rescheduling, I hope, for early next week so that we can have our year-end discussion with Brad Berzer, one of my favorite people in the world. And yet we haven't actually met in person yet, but I really like this guy. I like everything about him. We have a million things in common, and I hope to get to meet him. In fact, we were at the same conference once, it turns out. We were standing like 3 feet apart from each other, didn't realize it, and each of us was thinking, you know, gosh, I hope I get to meet, you know, the other one. And we were standing right there, neither one of us realized it, and then one of us had to leave and never worked out. So anyway, we're going to be talking to Brad on Monday, I hope, so we'll see about that. But I thought I would do a short episode, a kind of a year-end wrap-up for me, and maybe you're going to hate this episode, maybe it's of no use to you, I don't know, but it's useful to me to take stock of the year 2014 and maybe to share with you something that, you know, I'm not sure I should really share. I mean, maybe I should just keep this private and not say anything about it. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. But I don't know. I feel like my audience, like those of you who are listening pretty regularly, I mean, it's almost like you feel like you know me after a while. So I may as well, you know, fill in some of the gaps here. I may as well confide this thing in you guys, because I think it's something that a lot of people could stand to hear. I personally know a number of people who need to hear it. And it turns out that the people who are the ones who are going to think I'm talking about them are not the ones I have in mind, as it turns out. The ones I have in mind will never figure out that I mean them. And so what I want to do is, first of all, I want to go over what I've done in this year, because it's been a whirlwind of a year, and I need to take stock here just for my own mental health sake. What did I accomplish this year? But then secondly, I want to tell you guys something, because I think it's good to just tell people this thing. And maybe you're going to think I'm a sap and I should just shut my mouth. Like, I don't know, right? Maybe this won't be a good idea, but something tells me that it is. All right, well, enough of this cryptic nonsense. What am I talking about here? Well, first of all, 2014, we had a baby. We had little Sarah, who was born a bit prematurely, so she was awfully little. But Sarah Elise Woods was born March 13th, 2014. And that was a wonderful thing. And she is a sweet little girl. She is, in some ways, one of the easiest children we've had, in the sense that, for example, this morning I had to wake her up because I was taking the kids and I couldn't just leave her at home. My wife's out of town at a wedding. So I had to wake her up to put her in the car. Now, any kid, you know, me even, you wake me up in the morning to say, hop in the car, I'm going to be screaming at you. This kid, she opens her eyes and she's greeting the day and she's thrilled to see me and full of smiles. I thought, this is not normal. I don't know where this kid came from. So we've been very blessed and we're thrilled to have Sarah. We now have 5 daughters. Some of you listening already knew that. But that is how I spend a lot of my time, is with them. Very, very important to me. I don't know how many videos I recorded this year for the Ron Paul Homeschool Program, but it's in the hundreds, because I'm now up to 340 that I've recorded in Western civilization, because I'm basically doing Western civilization from the ancient world all the way up through the present. So I've done one course, Western Civilization to 1492, people are already taking that. And I'm currently working on Western civilization Western civilization from 1493 is the technical title of that course. That one is in progress. There are students taking it right now at ronpaulhomeschool.com. And I finished up my course on government. In fact, I think I started that and finished it this year. 90 lessons. And this is everything from the history and arguments for natural rights, all the way to different government programs, to different kinds of governments, to absence of governments. I mean, all kinds of topics. Lessons, a whole week on Marxism and communism and the arguments for and against and all that. I was trying to take everything I know, pretty much, and reduce it to 90 lessons that a high school student could absorb and an adult could benefit from, so that instead of spending, you know, your whole life reading books, you could listen to this course and be, you know, pretty well informed. This year, I produced about 240 episodes of the show, somewhere in that vicinity, round about there. A huge number of episodes, we'll just say that, a huge number. So we've continued with the show, and I hope you guys continue to enjoy it. I'm really, really pleased with it. I've learned a lot. I've gotten to talk to a lot of interesting people. I've gotten to feature a lot of people I know who deserve more exposure than they've gotten. And one of the best compliments I get on the show is, you know, I love listening to your show because I never know which new person I'm going to hear. It's all these wonderful people I've never heard of half the time, and they're all great. And it makes me feel good that, hey, this movement really has a deep bench. You know, it's not just the starting five or whatever. We've got a deep bench on this Liberty team, and I'm glad that you're highlighting them. That's what I want to do. That's exactly what I want to do. I did a lot of speaking this year, maybe not as much as I've done in previous years, because now that we have the five children, I'm trying to watch my travel a little bit more, ration it a little bit more than I would have otherwise. But I spoke at a number of universities this year. I was very glad for the first time to speak at the National Convention of Young Americans for Liberty. That's a big deal. I was very glad to be a part of that. Liberty Classroom still going strong this year, still working in the forums there. I do live Q&As there. I am planning to design another course of my own. We've got 12 courses there now. We'll have to get Professor Casey back on to talk about his new one. I'm planning to do a course on Marxism. It basically will lay out the ideas of Marxism, and then we'll critically evaluate them. I think that's useful. And that's probably, though, not going to come until 2016, realistically. But in 2015, I am welcoming Bob Murphy and Brad Berzer as faculty members at Liberty Classroom. It's going to be fantastic. I didn't even ask. Jeff Deist at the Mises Institute told me there'd be no problem if I used Bob. I don't want to poach Mises people. You know, I want, this is cooperative. We're all part of the same team here. But without my even asking, he spontaneously said, you can have Murphy if you want to, and there's no problem with that. So I didn't have to be told twice. I said, Bob, you are coming on board. And that's going to be really great, because Liberty Classroom is thrilling to me that this thing actually works, that we've got a dozen courses. You can listen to them or watch them on devices, on the go, whenever you want, 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. Ask all the questions you want for a year of people I would have given my right arm to study with. You can ask them everything you want for a year. You know, I didn't know if this thing was going to succeed or not. It's a scary thing to start something new like this. And especially when I think I put up about $50,000 initially to get the thing off the ground in terms of getting the courses designed and everything. So, you know, I kind of did hope it would work. And it did. So I'm glad about that. I had a new book this year called Real Dissent, A Libertarian Sets Fire to the Index Card of Allowable Opinion, which has done quite well. I like self-publishing. I have not been able to promote this book much except by reminding you guys on the podcast about it. That's really it. I just don't have time to do anything for it, and yet it seems to have legs of its own. So I'm delighted about that. I hope if you haven't already, you will do me a favor and check it out at realdissent.com, where I have a special page devoted to it. Also, I narrate the audiobook. You guys have been demanding that I do this, so I did it. I recorded the audiobook, and you can get that audiobook for free via the special offer at tomwoodsaudio.com. I also wrote the foreword to a book called Feardom by my friend Connor Boyack, so that's another thing from this year. And I prepared the 10th anniversary edition of my book, The Church and the Market, which is published by Lexington Books, which is a division of Roman and Littlefield, which is an academic publisher. This is actually one of my favorite books. Of the ones I've written, it's probably in the top three, I would say, in terms of how pleased I am with it, the significance of it, the arguments in there, or the readability, like everything. Like, I'm really, really happy with The Church and the Market. And I was thrilled that I was approached by the publisher about a year ago saying we'd like to do a 10th anniversary edition of this book if you want to expand it, add more material, which I did. I added a whole new chapter, some additional miscellaneous material, a brand new 10th anniversary edition introduction. There's a much more attractive cover to the 10th anniversary edition. So that's going to be coming out actually next month, early 2015. It'll be 10 years. Boy, you know you're getting old when your books start having anniversaries. So I have now experienced that. So I'm sure there are other things I did. And I also do some private sector consulting that takes up about 10 hours a month. So I stay pretty busy. And that brings me to what it was that I probably need to tell people, which is that I think there's something wrong with me, ultimately, in terms of how much I work. Now, I don't work more than the average person. I think I probably work about as much as the average person at some level, in terms of the number of hours that I'm actually sitting in this office. It's not an extraordinary number of hours that I'm physically in the office. But the thing is that, and I know there are people who are in my shoes who do this kind of work, or they run a think tank, or they're freelancers or whatever. And you, when you have a job that's not strictly 9 to 5, that, like if I were a welder or if I were an investment bank, well, investment bankers are hard, they work really, really long hours. But, you know, if I were in a conventional occupation where you go and you work and you're salaried and you're there from 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 or whatever, and then you go home and then that's it, there's no more work, you're home now, things would be very different for me. Whereas with me, I feel like I'm never really home because I could always be doing more. You know, whereas with some occupations, there's only so much you can do. Once you're off the clock, there's nothing else for you to do. But there's always something else I could be writing. There's a new project I could be launching. There's something I could be doing. And so even when I'm home, my mind is not always really present. It's always racing. I'm always thinking about what else could I do? What's another idea? What's something else I could create? What's another project I could start? And my mind is racing in this way. So I've had this problem of being a workaholic for a long time. And I really thought I had gotten rid of it because, you know, for a long time it used to be that if any time I'm somewhere, I must be reading. Like I've got to be doing something, always be working, work, 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 work. And then I got married and I realized, look, you can't do that anymore, right? If you're a bachelor, you could be an insane working lunatic, but you can't do that once you're married. But you know what? Even though I spend a lot of time with my kids, I really have a great relationship with my kids. Like, I mean, that's the thing that I'm the proudest of. If you were to ask me, what are you the proudest of? It would be that my kids are very close to me. They can confide in me. We can have good conversations. I care about them deeply. I'd give my right arm for them. I do. In fact, I just went over to see one of my kids in a school production, you know, and then I visited the other ones and then came over here. I'm always doing things with them. I take them on trips with me. You know, I want them to not to feel like they have an absentee father. So I have been good in that respect. But even still, though, there are times when I feel like I'm not really fully present because that mind is just racing, thinking about, well, I've got so much that I have to balance and juggle. And I just take on too many things. So this Ron Paul homeschool program, I mean, I don't want to seem like I'm complaining. I'm not complaining. I have a great life. I have so many things to be thankful for. I get to do something every day that I find deeply meaningful. That is a wonderful blessing that I would never, ever take for granted. The problem is I load myself up with blessings. You know, like I had this Ron Paul program, and then I managed to get the workload slightly reduced. And then what did I do? I went and wrote Real Descent. Like, that's not normal. I should have thought, well, this is some time for me to rest, to regain some strength, to spend extra time with the family. But again, time with the family is not the problem. I spend a lot of time with the family. But again, where am I? Am I always really present? Or I'm more likely to become irritable because I'm worried about, oh, I have this to do, I have that to do, I have so many videos to make. It really has not been, I mean, it's been a good experience for me to do the Ron Paul homeschool program because it makes me feel useful. Because I feel like I'm doing something that would be hard for other people to do because other people are too normal to try it, basically. I mean, to make basically 600 videos on all kinds of topics. Now, if I were teaching math, that'd be one thing. You know, just do some algebra problems, do that off the top of your head. But frankly, I haven't thought about the War of the Austrian Succession in a long time. So it's real work to prepare these things. So it really has taken a toll on me. And again, I don't want to say, I'm not a whiner. I'm not whining. I'm just speaking honestly. I'm just telling you what's on my mind and, you know, what's really in my heart. That this has been hard. And it's gotten to a point where I'm working so much in the sense that spiritually I'm distant sometimes from people because my mind is always in work. I'm like an Ayn Rand character caricatured. You know, like in her characters are already a caricature, and I'm like a caricature of that. Like that, my mind is always on this, and it's like my wife only sees the work woods. She doesn't see anybody else. She sees the same person that you guys all see, and there's nothing wrong with that person. I mean, I like to think that's a person with some virtues and who's interesting to talk to and reasonably pleasant to be with, but she should see somebody else too. And she's not, because I'm just so fixated on all the things that I have to do, which are my own fault. I keep adding more to it. Like, maybe this program that I'm working on would be manageable if I didn't keep throwing more things on the fire. Now, the show is actually a release for me. Like, I love doing the show because it's a wonderful time. I get to talk to people. I spend most of my day not talking to anybody except a video camera. So I enjoy the show. The show is not the issue. But I'm just always adding, always thinking of what else can I do. So you know what? I have some other ideas that I want to pursue, but there are going to be some changes here. I have to take things easier. I have to enjoy things more. I have to, you know, I'm hoping I'll be around a long time, and these projects won't be going anywhere. I have a lot of great ideas, and my wife agrees with me that they're great ideas, but I've got to be careful. If I don't want to drop dead early, I've got to be careful. I've got to slow down, and I've got to turn that mind off. So my smartphone, for example, very valuable for me when I'm traveling. I can get a lot of work done so that I don't have to do it later, like, you know, emails and, you know, annoying stuff like that. I can get done quickly. But now if I'm out with my wife, that phone stays in the car. Like, I am not going to be a slave to all this. I mean, I have to be in command of it. I can't let it be in command of me. And I know that some of you guys listening to this, I know you have the problem I do, where you feel like there's always more you could do. So, you know, maybe when everybody goes to sleep, you can get back up again and work for a couple hours on some secret project. Like, I'm always doing that. Well, I've got some other thing, and maybe I should get started on that, and you know, maybe my wife wouldn't really understand that I need to be doing this, but I do. And so but all it's doing is harming my mental health, depriving me of sleep that you really, really do need for your physical health. Now, I have a wife who is a saint, basically, who has been very patient as I have figured these things out for myself. And I'm deeply grateful to her for being so patient with me and for helping me. Because now that I am seeing it and I am figuring it out, she's helping me. I mean, it's a problem. And the thing is, especially when you're devoted to, you're doing work that you feel like is meaningful and is important, then you rationalize being always in mental work mode because, hey, this is important stuff and I've got to do it. But there are other things that are important, and not just this. So, yeah, I'm going to continue with the show. I love doing the show. I'm going to finish up this course for the Ron Paul Homeschool Program, and it'll be three courses done. And then I'm going to take 4 months off, not from the show, because that's easy for me, although it's more work than it seems, trust me. But in terms of all the things I do, it's one of the easier things. But I'm going to take 4 months off on this homeschool program, and then I start in on the course that'll be the easiest one for me, the U.S. Constitution. That one will be much more manageable, and I'll get cracking on that later in 2015. But I'm going to take a break, and during that break, I'm not going to take on 12 new projects. I'm going to travel with my family. We're going to enjoy each other, and it's going to be great. The one new thing that I'm starting in 2015 is the podcast with Bob Murphy, Contra Krugman. That's what we're calling it, by the way. It's 4 syllables. And you right away know what the show is about. That's what we want. So we will thank the people who came up with that. 4 syllables is what you need. And then the tagline will be Paul Krugman's column refuted week after week. We've got the site for it designed, but we're not starting it until the spring, probably April, because I won't be ready until then. And I can't, you know, I'd like to start doing it next week, but something's got to give here. I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling in 2015 for pleasure. In February, I'm actually going on a cruise with a bunch of friends from the Ron Paul days, and that's going to be very enjoyable. In April, I'm going to Canada for the Marillion Weekend. You should listen to my interview with Steve Hogarth to understand why I'm doing that. And then while I'm there, I'm hoping to have a little event just over lunch or something because I've had a number of people asking me to come to Canada, so I might do that. Then my wife and I are going to Ireland for a week in May, and we thought it would be fun to do a little event to get to know people who, you know, who are listening to me over there in Ireland. We're going to do something in Dublin. And I may go to Brazil. I don't know if that's going to work out or not because there may be a Portuguese translation of Real Descent. But this would be, again, largely pleasure stuff, and I certainly could use that. Now, for this episode, I'm gonna have show notes at tomwoods.com/309, and it'll be links to the various things that I worked on this year that I hope you'll take a minute to, you know, to have a look at, to check out. Because, yeah, I mean, it's taken a toll, but, you know, I think I've produced good quality stuff. Like, I'm working hard on it so that it's something I can be proud of and feel like it really is a contribution for people. But, you know, I know there are going to be people who think I'm complaining about my life. I'm really not. I'm complaining about myself. You know, I'm upset at myself that it's taken me so long to realize that, you know, I'm just not normal. Now, I know, okay, it's good not to be normal in some ways, right? I mean, the normal person is voting for Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. I don't want to be that normal. But it's just not been good for a number of years now. It's just my mind is always elsewhere. I'm always somewhere else, and I want to be here. And that's my New Year's resolution. All right, thanks so much for the support, everybody. I really, really appreciate the support for the show because it, you know, it makes me feel like people, you know, people are benefiting from what I'm doing. And so all this stuff through thick and thin, that has made it worthwhile. TomWoods.com/309 is the show notes page. The notes will probably be a little late today. The episode will be up, but the notes will be a little late because I'm going to sit around with the kids. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
The Tom Woods Show.